This is the Mondak Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. On today's episode, we talk with Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union and North Dakota native, about the relationship between agriculture and energy and how they've coexisted through the years, the present, and into the future. In just a moment, part of our exclusive interview with Roger Johnson, president for the National Farmers Union, right here on the Mondak Oilfield Review.
When I say that they have been a benefit to the oil industry, I think pretty much everyone in the oil industry would agree, but there, where we might disagree is at what point. Let me be more clear. One of the big challenges that the oil industry had relative to gasoline was how you add more octane to it. And if you take those products, MTBE is a good example of one of these additives that some 3 decades ago or so was found to be a real problem. And it was leaching into groundwater, and it was also more expensive to add to gasoline than was ethanol. And so the industry very quickly accepted ethanol as an additive to gasoline that replaced some of those refined products that had, you know, a number of sort of environmental concerns associated with them. And as long as it was at relatively low percentages, the oil industry was very openly embraced the addition of ethanol to gasoline. What's happened in recent years is the ethanol industry has really grown pretty dramatically and is now to the point where it's more than 10% of a gallon of gasoline. And so suddenly you've got the oil industry that sort of rearing back and say, well, wait a minute, you know, we thought this was just going to be an additive and that was fine. But when it gets to be even greater percentage of gasoline, the oil industry is tending to look at that as direct competition.
Once again, that was Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union. To listen to the full-length interview with Johnson or to listen to other energy features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Mondak Oilfield Review is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. From the staff of the Mondak Oilfield Review, my name is Jason Spies, asking you to be happy, be safe, and keep it turning to the right. It seems everywhere I go these days, someone is telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what professional speaker Mark J. Lindquist has to say.
He is a person in this market and now in markets across the country with Hatch Coaching that is revolutionizing the way people approach the business. He's reinventing the way people look at the people model. That's why he brings in hundreds of people from all over the country who are trying to figure out how to do what he's doing in their market.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.